Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We need your help. Spread the word and follow us. We need to keep engaged. And the deep state is not going to stop. And Donald Trump can't capture the deep state all at once. We are all in danger. You never know where you're going to live in a community that's going to be victimized for the pleasure and profit of the deep state global elite. Never know. We're going to cover the facts behind the destruction of Lahaina, Western North Carolina, and LA. And they share many commonalities. And it's really clear through a qualitative analysis of the common factors involved in all three, this was planned, it was deliberate, and it's not going to stop. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. Part of the collapse that's coming to America is the banking system. We're going to give you some parallels later in a later segment that show what's happening with Japanese banking that's going to happen here because of Dodd-Frank 2010 law that says they can keep anything associated with the bank, they being the banks. That means your retirement, poof, could be gone. Can you start over? Your bank account, poof, could be gone. Well, Noble Gold has strategies to help you. One of them, for example, is to take your retirement away from the bank, put it under your control, and back it with a precious metal like gold or silver that'll appreciate as opposed to the dollar that's depreciating. Only makes sense to do that, and it's protective for the base of your investment. Now, the federal government wants me to tell you there's a risk involved in every kind of investment. We agree with giving the warning. The real risk is to leave your money in the bank. Go to your phone after this presentation and call Noble Gold and start the pattern and path to asset protection. 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Little motivation for the bank account diversification. Silver is exploding. It's the new oil. Gold's going to hit $3,000 an ounce pretty soon in 2025. Can't lose. 877-646-5347. 5347. I'm going to go through all three disasters that are, well, if you look at it here, August of 2023 to the beginning in late December 2024, early 2025. We're looking really in about 16 months to have these three things happen. Let me digress just for a moment to prove a point. There's no question that the people who killed John Kennedy, killed Bobby Kennedy, killed Martin Luther King, the commonalities, I won't go into detail just to be very, very general and superficial. All three assassins were lone nut assassins acting alone. Odds don't favor it. To carry out a major assassination, do it by yourself? Not likely. Number two, there was a diary. In all three cases, saying what they were going to do. And significant policy changes happened, particularly in Vietnam and the Federal Reserve. All I got to say is the commonalities link them. The case for whoever did Lahaina, did Western North Carolina, did LA, doing LA, it's unmistakable. Let's go through, and I'm going to list generally accepted factors associated with each disaster. And then I'll leave it to you. Go back and you can screen share. You can do all kinds of things here to basically show that this was an inside job and this is an ongoing practice from the deep state elite. Okay, see on the screen. Lahaina. Directed energy weapons were used, no question about it. It's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. The spread of the fire was very unnatural. And this comes from researchers Michelle Melendez, Eric West, and myself. Lahaina, playland for the rich and famous. They've been trying to drive out the people for decades, and they wouldn't sell. So they decided to take matters into their own hands. It's really interesting that Governor Josh Gangreen told the people in Lahaina, "You're now a historically preserved site." And the only thing that could ever interrupt that would be a natural disaster. or should I say an unnatural disaster, masquerading as a natural disaster. Okay, how about what they paid the people in disaster funds? How about the playland for the rich and famous, trying to drive out the property owners for decades? You know what these people received for their property? $700. Nice to know Ukrainians are more important than we are. Lahaina planned smart city, actually the whole island of Maui, all for the enjoyment of the rich and famous. Resource mismanagement, stand down against the fires, blocked the exits, ran out of water, no sirens, trapped citizens, forcing many to flee into the ocean, driving up the death toll to prevent original families from staying on the land. Failure to enact emergency procedures, sirens, water. We've seen it all. Same thing as LA, you'll see. Prevention of rebuild for original property owners, resupply prevented, intent to drive up the death toll. Okay, so the property would divert to some kind of an escrow or estate and go to the developers and the banks and the real estate companies. Yeah, all determined to make Maui a smart island devoid of commoners. Interesting fact here. With Lahaina, the mayor was out of town. Where was the National Guard? Why weren't they called in? Why did people drown for the 6 hours they tried to tread water to get away from the fire as they jumped the seawall to get into the ocean? A lot of questions. The coup de grâce, BlackRock was the major asset manager, and disaster capitalism was part of this from the feds. BlackRock was the major asset development for power company that took the blame for all the developers and the banks they're taking over. BlackRock. Oh, I can't say they did it, but we sure as hell can say they profited. Western North Carolina, unnatural and unprecedented weather, hurricane, never happened before. There we go. There's your prima facie cause. Directed energy weapons on natural spread of fire in Lahaina. Now you have this. Now, present were vast amounts of lithium for climate scam technology. They wanted to drive out the middle class property owners and develop a lithium hub in the area. There's no question they're trying to do this now as we speak. Population displacement was in play, just like in Lahaina. Not a smart city in this area like Lahaina, but planned lithium hub of development requiring forfeiture of personal property rights caused by the unnatural and unprecedented weather event. Well, there's another factor in here too. Resource mismanagement, interference by FEMA for emergency food and medical supplies to the region. Confiscation of private relief efforts by FEMA. In fact, one person, a former Coast Guard officer, retired, put trackers on her supplies and found they went to sanctuary cities, no doubt to be given to illegal aliens. Excuse me. Confiscation of private relief efforts, as I said, deliberately cause starvation, exposure to the elements. Okay, next. Failure to enact emergency procedures through the use of helicopters, treatment of the sick and homeless. Where was the National Guard early on? Prevention of rebuild for original property owners, resupply prevented. Intent to drive up the death toll. Where was the governor? Just like where was the mayor of Lahaina? Many areas will not rebuild to assist in acquiring lithium mining rights. BlackRock was the major asset manager, and disaster capitalism came into play from the feds. Now, disaster capitalism means this. Sometimes it's beneficial to have a flood, a hurricane, an earthquake, and so forth, because you get tons of money from the federal government. And if you're broke, this is good. That really came into play in Lahaina, and you'll see it's going to come into play in LA. This is just unbelievable. Look at the last one on there. The present second gentleman, Kamala's husband, Doug Emhoff, is the major private investor in lithium in the region. Of course, that's just a coincidence. LA. Unnatural and utter random spread of fire makes no sense. The wind's picking up on natural weather patterns again. Some people think that weather can't be modified. I'm sorry, you're about 60 years behind the times. Playland for the rich and famous, drive out the middle class property owners, plan smart city, and home of the 2028 Olympics. Whole new face to LA. They're burning the city down. And it's deliberate. Resource mismanagement. Stand down against the fires. Ran out of water. Same thing in Lahaina. Ran out of water. We've seen the videos in Lahaina where the fire department and private citizens were trying to hook up hoses to fight the fire, only not to have any water. How does that happen? Especially when you live next to the ocean. No way. There's no way this wasn't deliberate. Especially when the yearly California history of massive fires destroying properties, disaster capitalism kicks in. Newsom's budget is $50 billion over. He needs federal money. He's begging Trump for money before he even comes into office. This is intentional, multifaceted. Smart city, Olympics, so forth, so on. Okay. But also, too, Newsom needs the federal money. And this is a familiar pattern that occurs on an annual basis in California. Failure to enact emergency procedures, sirens, water to fight fire, DEI policies of hiring, putting incompetent boobs in charge. Impossible to rebuild for original property owners, given the utter destruction. The intent to drive up the death toll through failure to protect citizens with an adequate relief force. Where was the National Guard early on? The mayor was out of town when the incident occurred, and she has expressed absolutely no remorse for people's lives being destroyed. Disaster capitalism, people, this is what this is. But there's another element. Guess who's involved at every level? You guessed it, it's BlackRock. I dare anyone to do a qualitative analysis and tell me that whoever did the one did the other two. They did. It's true. There's no question. And what we need to look at right now is we're under attack from the deep state, and this is not going to go away. And we need to have Donald Trump put these agencies, organizations, and individuals out to pasture, put them in prison, execute them if we can link them to capital crimes. Because these are genocidal psychopaths. Brought to you by the American deep state with the help of the globalists trying to destroy our country. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. Sign up for our newsletter. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com. Click on the link upper right-hand corner for the newsletter. Put in your email. You'll get a daily update 365 days a year of what we're doing. The state of Colorado, through very corrupt individuals, are trying to murder Tina Peters. And it's no one thing that we're talking about. It's a compilation of things and an attitude. And leading the way was Judge Barrett and his sham trial, who you people in Western Colorado, you better put him under extreme scrutiny. This man is corrupt as the day is long. He allowed judicial procedures which are hideous and outrageous, and he needs to be examined thoroughly. And Barrett, this is a message from Dave Hodges. The connections I have into the Trump administration, we're going to see the DOJ pays you a visit. Let's talk about what's going to happen here right after the first break. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. We're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. The left is engaged in extremely dangerous behavior. They are trying to disrupt the inauguration. They are trying to disrupt the country as a whole. We have just seen the first wave of terrorist attacks. Oh, they're unrelated. They're all lone wolves. They all have diaries saying what they're going to do, like we believe that. Your finances are under attack. And the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says they can keep it. Don't fall for this. Two things you need to be doing. One, get your retirement out of the bank before they steal it. Which they can do, quote, legally. And Noble Gold will put that retirement under you. You'll own it. They can't touch it, and they'll back it with gold, an appreciating asset. Imagine that. Your bank account is also subject to confiscation. And we're already seeing these behaviors in China. We're going to see them here. They're going to be here very quickly. The deep state operates differently from Trump. Trump coming into office will not stop what I'm talking about, not initially. So what do you need to do with your bank account? Well, silver is exploding, lithium's exploding. You could go precious metals diversification, increase your wealth as opposed to leaving your money in the bank and lose your wealth because of inflation and low interest rates they pay on your accounts. It's simple. Noble Gold can fix your finances. If you have a nest egg to protect, you cannot ignore this any longer. Today is the day. It is zero hour for the deep state. Go to your phone and call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Federal government is requiring everyone to say any kind of investment that investments carry an inherent risk and people which should proceed with all due caution. We agree with giving that warning. It's a very sound warning. They should be giving a warning about the corrupt nature of the banks and what's coming. Unfortunately, we'll do that for them. 877-646-5347. All right, red alert, ladies and gentlemen, and I do mean red alert. Tina Peters was the Mesa County clerk and recorder. She had no agenda for fake elections. She said, "I ran for office because I got tired of standing in the DMV line for 3 to 4 hours, as did many of my neighbors." And she said, "I could fix this." And she did. But then she started discovering in 2020 election anomalies under her control, machines behaving badly. She is the chief election officer at that time in Mesa County, which is in the Grand Junction, Western Slope area of Colorado. She called in an expert, says, "I need your help deciphering this. It's beyond my expertise." So they used a pass card to give this person access so he could examine the anomalies of the voting machines, which they found. They found them. Tina was promptly arrested. Okay. And Jenna Griswold, the corrupt Secretary of State of Colorado, in charge of corrupt elections through her state, through her reign, a practice that she inherited but no less continued and expanded. And the whole Colorado political process is hopelessly corrupt. Most of the people in the state are conservatives, like my state in Arizona, but they're controlled by Bolshevik communists who will do nothing to grab power, including stealing elections. And the media is the same way. Every time they report on this story, they go, "False claims of election." But there were no election challenges, people. In Tina's Peters trial, the corrupt Judge Barrett would not allow her to present any evidence which showed why she felt she needed to examine the machines. Corruption, tampering, outside influences, illegal behavior. Judge Barrett covered that all up with his judicial rulings, the corrupt judge that he is. He is the one that belongs behind bars. Ladies and gentlemen, Western Slope, I'm telling you, you got no justice there. He warned the prosecutors, the community, the papers, don't engage in pretrial publicity against Tina Peters. Well, for the year leading up to her trial, after she was arrested, there were over 720 instances of pretrial publicity which could have influenced a jury pool. Barrett let that go on. The corrupt judge that he is wouldn't allow Tina Peters to say, "This is why I had to look at the machines." And by the way, she had the statutory authority to look at the machines, being the chief election officer of the county that she was elected to serve. Her conviction was a joke. And I do not like the legal defense that she got. Another topic, another time, but I'm going on the record saying I don't approve. I think it was substandard at best. Now, Tina Peters intended to appeal. Most people in nonviolent crimes with no criminal history get to stay out of prison. But not this corrupt judge. She went straight from the courtroom to prison to serve a 9-year sentence for the 70-year-old ex-public servant. She is not in good health. She can't withstand the rigors of prison. They don't care because they want her dead. And this gets to the heart of the matter of what I'm going to cover. The state of Colorado, from the governor to the secretary of state to the attorney general to corrupt Judge Barrett, they want Tina Peters dead. I judge you by your actions. She belongs out on bail pending her appeal, but that's not the worst of it that Barrett's done to her. Her conditions in prison are abysmal. This woman in bad health is being treated in a way that's going to decline her health. This is J6 treatment. Her 96-year-old mother wrote to President Trump, and I'm calling everyone after the inauguration to write to President Trump per Tina Peters. I'll come back with a reminder. She is being assaulted. Her food's being stolen. Her life is being threatened. Jeffrey Epstein case. She's asked for protection. She's not getting any. She asked for an investigation into the physical assaults against her. She's not getting any. She told her mother. Her mother has tried to make this public. We are reiterating her claims here on the Common Sense Show. We need to make this an issue, people, before they kill her. They are trying to make her an example that don't you dare challenge our corrupt elections in Colorado. We will get you one way or another. And that's what's going on here. And I pray that all of you will be on the ready after inauguration to launch the letter writing campaign that needs to take place. And you people on the western slope of Colorado, you have fallen victim to a controlled media that's been exposed over and over. You have fallen victim to the putting away of a public servant simply trying to do her job. Was there corruption in this election? Well, I think I owe it to the people to find out. And now her life is in jeopardy because of this, and a corrupt judge has led to these circumstances every step of the way. Jenna Griswold, the Secretary of State, is part and parcel to this abuse. You people of Colorado need to stand up. Otherwise, you could be the next victim. How do you know that you're not going to be the one to do something to make these people angry and they turn their vengeance on you? 9 years for opening a voting machine under her statutory control with no crime. Crime was invented. It's just like the Trump hush money trial. And this judge presided over a circus. Do you really want to live in a state like that, Colorado? I'll be back. I'll be back with more, and we'll have definitive plans of action. One, to remove the judge, remove the Secretary of State. Two, to free Tina Peters. I'm asking for your help. We're less than a week away. There was a time when Standard Oil, under John Rockefeller, was more than likely the most evil corporation that had ever existed. And we're going back to the 1870s up through World War II and somewhat into the modern era where more things have been diversified. But they were evil beyond belief. They would tear up the railroad tracks of their competitors. They'd blow up their refineries. They'd murder key personnel. David Rockefeller was an embodiment of the first two John Rockefellers, who were just horrible human beings. The Ludlow Massacre in Colorado, which a lot of you probably don't know, but I grew up in Colorado learning in my Colorado history class, both in high school and college, about how bad it was. And the miners had really bad, bad living conditions, so did their families. And they said, "We're going on strike." Well, they sent in people to kill a lot of them. And to add insult to injury, they forced them to go to a dance after the murders where John the Second would dance with the miners' wives. It was so disgusting. You just wanted to throw up when you were reading it. That was Standard Oil. We have a corporation now, today, that's worse. And if it's not broken up, and if its leaders aren't fully investigated for legal violations and prosecuted accordingly, America can't survive. We're going to tell you all about it after we tell you that we are brought to you by Noble Gold, coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. And again, the company we're going to talk about has a hand in this. The bottom line is, if you keep your retirement in the bank, I'm sorry, but you're being foolish. And I don't mean to be insulting, and we don't know what we don't know until we know it. And I understand that. But the banks, because of Dodd-Frank 2010, can take your retirement, everything you've worked for, because you're in second place. They're doing it in China right now, and I'm preparing an investigation on this. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not joking when I tell you that this is serious as heck. And not only that, your deposit accounts, they're at risk. So why would you diversify into a growing asset like gold and silver that are going crazy as opposed to a dollar that's failing? Now, Donald Trump may turn it around, but he won't do it without backing up our currency with gold and silver and getting the Federal Reserve the hell out and break it up into 1,000 pieces. So what are you going to do? You're going to protect your retirement, and you're going to learn how to do it right now. You're going to learn how to diversify your bank account so you don't take a bath if the left is able to crash the economy, which they're working feverishly hard to do. All you got to do, business hours, call Noble Gold. They will never push you for a deal. You have to close your own deal. I speak from 7.5 years of experience as a customer. Go to your phone and call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Federal government wants me to tell you that any investment carries inherent risk. We agree with giving that warning. And we should also be giving a warning that the banks are the biggest thieves on the planet and they need to be dealt with accordingly. All right. The corporation that has surpassed Standard Oil is the most evil corporation on the face of the earth, in my humble opinion, is BlackRock. And I've mentioned this in passing, but I'm going to do an accumulation right here, a consolidation of a concept. Albemarle Corporation, who's benefiting from, let's say, the alleged contrived weather event that landed an unprecedented hurricane in North Carolina, all but in high lithium areas. And who's the major asset manager for the supporting financial entities and for the mining company itself? I'll tell you that in just a second, but there is one. Then there was Lahaina, where the wonderful people of Lahaina, the indigenous people that just wanted to hang on to their land and live their lives, and they had carved this out for centuries, and they kept getting offers of being bought out. Some of the offers were lucrative, but to these people, preserving their culture, their lifestyle was more important to them than enriching themselves. That's who got victimized at Lahaina. That's who got murdered at Lahaina. I hope you heard my interview with Michelle Melendez. You can look it up and index it here, on our social media. But Michelle did a wonderful job laying out a very tragic situation. And there was one company that owned all the asset management for all the players in the attempted buyout, the eventual takeout, who controls Hawaii Resources, who's behind smart cities, are the companies that are behind smart cities, and who is behind Hawaii Electric that falsely got accused of causing the problem. They didn't cause the problem. It wasn't their fire. They didn't do this. It was directed energy weapons, and we've proved it. That's one. Who's the company? You got North Carolina. What do you have now? You have Lahaina, and you have LA. And I have shown beyond a shadow of a doubt, with ancillary support videos and testimonies, that the major beneficiary of creating the smart city of LA in time for the 28 Olympics is now. How do you not have water in the reservoirs? Who is the supporting mechanism for Gavin Newsom's reelection and political ambition funds? It all comes down to the same company. Do you know who I'm talking about? And by the way, I'm going to get into some more of what's happening in LA today, but BlackRock, because of their positioning with asset management and because of their support of 15-minute cities, I mean, hell, they even had a relationship with the alleged assassin that shot President Trump in the face as they put him on their commercial. How much more do you need to know, BlackRock? They say they're abandoning ESG. That's right. They're going for the economic kill shot. They're going for 15-minute cities. Their asset management influence is pushing companies in this direction, in my humble opinion. They are the enemy of every single American. They are also an illegal monopoly. There are formulas and there are statutes that describe how much of a percentage of a market that a company can control. Well, BlackRock's the major asset manager for 92% of all American corporations, along with their partners that are interlocked with State Street and Vanguard. That is illegal. It's bigger than Standard Oil ever had. And this corporation is much more evil than Standard Oil ever was. Gee, are we still finding dead babies in trees in North Carolina? How many lives have been ruined in LA? Oh, and there's alternative purposes. I get it. Destruction of Hollywood homes, or if there's any Diddy evidence there that could be subpoenaed by a Trump DOJ, a lot of it's probably gone. I get that. I hear you. I've heard people talk about it. It makes sense. I agree. I had an hour-long conversation late in the night last night with my friend Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio and the president of the New California Movement. He gets it better than I do. BlackRock is the enemy of every single American except the elite who are profiting on the demise and the planned destruction of this country. They need to be dealt with as an illegal monopoly. I think there's criminality if we dug through the layers. That would certainly be a logical assumption. But we don't even need the criminality. We need the illegal aspect of their monopoly to be broken up and that company scattered to the wind, broken up into 1,000 or 1,000,000 pieces. Similar to what happened in Standard Oil, although that wasn't an effective breakup, because they preserved interlocking boards of directorate, another story for another time. But with regard to the Baby Bells, do you remember that back in the 70s? Yeah, Ma Bell, too big, break it up, break it up. We need to do the same thing here, only more. And then we need to launch criminal investigations against Larry Fink and his team for any role they may have had in these disasters. And see, these are just the things that we think we know about them. I'm pretty sure they're accurate. What don't we know that they're doing? How much influence are they going to have over the Trump administration? There's Trump's ideals, and then there's reality. And this is not a criticism of Donald Trump. But we as a public need to rise up and say, bring down BlackRock. Do not allow this monopoly to exist. Well, how do you do this? This is what separates people like Paul Preston, Doug Thornton, Sarah Westall, and myself from some of the disinfo agents that have penetrated the alternative media. I'm going to give you a simple solution. And you go, well, Dave, I can think of something better than that. I want you to. That's not an insult to me. When you write to the comment section or you send me an email, Dave, I think this is a better choice. I'm thinking, praise the Lord, we got some thinking going on here. We got someone with a backbone that's speaking out. But my simple solution, and this is only a starting point, is to deluge with copy, paste, and send, 10-second activity after you write a 5-minute communication and say, BlackRock is dirty, they're an illegal monopoly, and we're going to start making this an election campaign issue. We don't want cosmetic changes. We want a wholesale breakup. All you got to do, your rep, your two senators, that's where you start. And then we expand the list. And then we get more demonstrative because then we can begin targeted boycotts where they're most sensitive. That's coming. We're not ready for that yet. Okay, now I'm not saying this is a great idea. It's the idea to end all ideas. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying it's a starting point as a catalyst for further activity that will relegate BlackRock to the annals of history, and we take our country back and we become a republic form of government, not government of and by and for the corporations. We have a choice. I'm writing mine tomorrow. I hope you will too. Sign up for our newsletter, over 50,000 strong. Receive a daily email update of everything we've done for the previous 24 hours. It's completely free. People love it because it's one-stop shopping and it's convenient. And the email will come to you late afternoon, early evening, depending on your time zone. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com, thecommonsenseshow.com. Upper right-hand corner is the email link. Click it, leave your email. And by the way, we don't sell your lists. And then you'll receive the daily update 365 days a year. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you back here next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We'd ask that you would share this work far and wide. Please follow us. We've still got a nation to wake up to support Donald Trump's agenda. And we're beginning to see the Trump agenda with regard to the LA fires being expressed. And I think we're only seeing verse one, but it's coming to us through Elon Musk. And I'm telling you, he's doing a heck of a job speaking for the Trump administration in some very forthright ways. And we're going to cover what he said. We're going to add in what we've exposed and see if we can't find some common ground there and make some accurate predictions on where this is going. And most importantly, expose this to a degree that we don't have any more Lahainas, North Carolina, unprecedented weather events for lithium. Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, LA. We're brought to you by something that I absolutely love and feel I need to have. And it's this EMF protection strip. It's a little circular dot you put on the back of your cell phone, and so I've been using it. And it protects me from EMF radiation. And the glioblastoma and all other kinds of brain issues are surfacing now with regard to repeated exposure to the EMF of cell phones. Now, cell phones are a necessary requirement for most people in our society. However, don't wear this. It's like not putting your seatbelt on when you drive. I think it's so important. And now they have developed strips for other EMF devices, and that would include, like laptops and so forth. This is a fantastic product. It works. All you got to do to find out more and to order is to go to bodyaline.com. That's ALIGN, bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges, and get yourself on the road to self-protection. All right, I'm going to sum up a little bit. The clip is long, so I'm going to sum up what Elon said on something on his social media on X, in which he's already got, I think, close to 10 million views. And I'm so glad to see people are paying attention to this. He went through and very calmly and painstakingly said that we have brush undergrowth, that the climate scam change policies of Gavin Newsom and the rest of the crazy liberals in California have exacerbated fire damage. They should be cutting back the growth. President Trump warned about this, and I remember seeing the clip. In 2018, he said these repeated fires are happening because of this unchecked growth with no fire breaks. So Elon Musk is really parroting what President Trump said 7 years ago. But he went further. He said, how do you have empty reservoirs? And he started off with talking about the smelt fish. The smelt fish is the climate scam change gift that keeps on giving. Let me take you back in time about the smelt fish, and then I'll tell you what Elon said. Back in the, oh gosh, it's been 18, 15 to 18 years ago, that period of time, the San Joaquin farmers absolutely needed to irrigate to be able to farm. It's a dry basin. Very, very productive farming results. The EPA comes in under criminal Obama and says, your irrigation's killing the smelt fish. What? It's killing the smelt fish. You must stop. So all the farms dried up. They had to sell off for pennies on the dollar. And they sold to Dianne Feinstein. Remember that late senator, the crazy liberal, had the Chinese spy as a driver for 20 years? Dianne Feinstein, her husband was able to buy up the land, pennies on the dollar, sell most of it to communist China, and then all of a sudden the smelt fish regulation was taken off by the EPA. Yeah, that's the history of the smelt fish and the criminal left. This time they're saying the fish needs more water. So which is it, climate change scam artists? Smelt fish needs less water in the San Joaquin Valley, but if you go north, they need more water. Doesn't make much sense, does it? No, it's not. It's a political tool. And this was the excuse. They kept the basins dry. Now, Nick Sorter comes in and has videos of empty basins, no water. Now, excuse me, when you have the LA Basin, over 10 million people, how do you not think there's not going to be a fire? Someone's toaster oven blows up, lightning strike on a house. How do you not think this isn't going to happen randomly? Just sheer probability models would show you that you need to be prepared. But no, they were not prepared. What they ended up doing was going the opposite direction. Oh, we're going to shut down the reservoir and you're going to have no water and you're kind of on your own and the fire hydrants will be dry. Well, Elon Musk exposed that part of it. Now, where he stopped short, and I understand why he had to do it, until he has so much proof that any court of law would rule in his favor, he has to have the guardrails on and he cannot say this was clearly engineered by prior practice. Going back to 2018 with undergrowth fire breaks not existing, and of course, now the lack of water in the reservoirs. Every time Gavin Newsom's budget gets in trouble, California has a huge fire. There is a long history of this. It's an unmistakable correlation between debt and fire. And then the conditions are allowed to exist under the banner of climate change. So the conditions for fire are exacerbated. And then Gavin Newsom gets the federal money and gets to apply it to his budget and doesn't do a damn thing to help the people rebuild. Case in point, Paradise Fire, right? And this has become a model that's increasing across the country. Similar type of lack of preparation with East Palestine and absolutely no response to help the people. And conditions related to the chemical spills are impacting health. This is a model for the left to subjugate. Now, they're also saying, and Elon Musk doesn't get into this too heavily, but he debunks it. The left is now saying climate change was the cause. No, it's called not having water in your reservoirs and having the undergrowth and no fire breaks. That was the cause. But you can't stop these people. And also, too, we've covered this. This is beginning to surface. We were about a week ahead of the curve when we said smart city, LA, Olympics 2028, clearly an agenda, just like in Maui. Same patterns existed. You know, for people that are supposed to be so smart in the New World Order, you would think they would come up with some occasionally different cover stories, but they don't. Elon Musk is keeping the light on and exposing hypocrisy and the climate scam myth. He stopped short of telling you what we've told you about additional motives. And that's it. That's the report here from the Common Sense Show. Make sure that you sign up for our TV show, The Very Best in Investigative Reporting, with our Hiding in Plain Sight HIPS series. People love it. And of course, we have our geopolitics, our interviews, all at thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you over there. Sign up today. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to talk about what I think is one of the most horrific crimes on the planet. We're going to hear first-person testimony, and the people associated with this, some of it she avoids saying, some of it she does say, some of it I'm going to tell you. We are brought to you by the Nanosoma liquid spray. Started on this late March last year. Diagnosis, strep lung linings, RSV, probably not coming back. Oxygen, limited longevity. Yeah. And I had quit taking every medicine. Nothing worked. I use this spray. It doesn't fix anything. It strengthens the immune system. and it helps you produce your own vitamin C, which is invaluable, regulates the vitamin D receptors. It supports telomeres, which is linked to longevity. And today, best shape I've been in 25 years. I owe it to this product. Five sprays once a day, maintenance dose, but you can use it as often as you want every hour on the hour because it's completely natural and it'll help you fight off what's going on. Need a boost to your immune system? This is the season. This is the time. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Let me read to you this rather lengthy clip, and then we're going to play something for you. This is evil over the top. The Elite Pedophile Network. David Rockefeller named as top pedophile in global murderous blackmailing pedophile network by a surviving 9-year-old sex slave victim, Evelyn de Rothschild, Pierre Trudeau, Kurt George Kissinger, Eddie Arnold, also named. Epstein trained babies. In 1972, at 9 years of age, Annika Lucas was brought into the Bilderberg meeting where she was sold to many of the elite pedophiles who belonged to this global pedophile network. At another private meeting filled with singers and entertainers, sounds like Diddy, she had to have sex with many different men that were there at the time as a child. She also confirms very famous woman that everyone would know was part of this network, but she will not release the name because no one would believe her. The better name starts with H. When she was 9 years old, David Rockefeller, who is also a eugenicist, took her to several of his homes in the United States and told people that she was his niece from Paris while she was laying in his bed. She also confirmed that David Rockefeller trained her to be an elite child sex slave spy in order to get incriminating personal information and blackmail from the men that she would have sex with. She says because of David Rockefeller taking a personal interest in her, she no longer became a throwaway child. Rockefeller sent her to Pierre Trudeau, Justin Trudeau's father, who, by the way, is a big pedophile himself. She could not please him because, as she stated, he would not be happy unless he could kill her. She gave his incriminating information to David Rockefeller so that he would know what Pierre Trudeau wanted in the future, a child to kill. As a surviving adult, she works with many child sex slave victims and says many people do not know this. But Jeffrey Epstein programmed and trained babies and children of all ages to be sex slaves. She goes on to say that millions of dollars are funded to the media and other sites to cover up this global pedophile network, and many parts of the justice system are involved. Yeah, the whole Biden administration border policies are geared to this. She is sharing her traumatic story because this global pedophile network must be exposed. They must be held accountable. Many in this network are involved in satanic rituals, you think, that often involve children. In the United States alone, over 350,000 children have gone missing and are unaccounted for. We must defend and protect the innocent children by dismantling this global elite and pedophile network of criminals, child rapists, and murderers. And we're going to bring some of this clip to you. This is shocking beyond belief. You're going to have a hard time, if you're like I am emotionally, watching this and not becoming emotional.
He had me in his homes and everything to get me used to the life of the elite so that I would know how to eat, so that I would recognize good clothes, so that I would be comfortable in these environments. And alongside that, we went to one of the islands on the northeastern coast of the United States, and saw there, and this was a Rothschild who was there.
Rothschild.
A Rothschild, yeah.
And is this who you're talking about?
Yeah, so I'm saying we were with Evelyn the Rothschild for one day only. And it was clear that this billionaire, who you would think is just as powerful as this Rothschild, was not as powerful in the network as he was. And he was asking for permission to make the star that he wanted to make of me. Well, he didn't want to make me into a star. He wanted to make me into an elite sex slave where I would become famous in France. And then with that role, I would attract the most powerful men in the world and I would be able to spy on them for him and so forth.
Is that David Rockefeller?
I'm not saying.
It was.
I'm not saying. I can't say this. All right.
The only reason I say that is because I pulled up the list from 2012 attendees, and I went through all the guests on the right that says U.S. from the Bilderberg meeting.
Okay.
Rob, if you go a little bit lower and zoom in and you put U.S., yeah, right there, you'll see the names that shows. I know this is...
Just give me a minute. Oh, I can't lie, but... It's scary.
You're hearing post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, might as well. Okay, there you go.
You've never talked about this.
I've never said his name.
You know, you hear these stories and... You wonder, you know, there's no way these people are capable of doing something like that. At what point did you know it was him?
When he died.
2017.
Yeah.
So you didn't know till 2017.
But I knew a lot, but I didn't know that it was him.
So how did you know it was him when he died in 2017? Because that was just 7 years ago.
Immediately. I knew immediately. I just saw his face. And first of all, I saw his face, and then immediately a lot of other memories came back with him.
How much time did you spend with him?
Well, I spent quite a lot of time with him in the beginning. So from 72 to 73, this was this training. So I spent quite a lot of time with him in the U.S. in that first month, in July of 1972. And spent time in his estate in Westchester and also in his home.
All I got to say... is you look at Diddy and the celebrity list, you look at Epstein and the list that won't be revealed, you look at this and the mention of Rockefeller, Rothschild. Do we have to go any further to tell you that you are the property of the New World Order? Your children belong to them sexually. Alejandro Mayorkas, Biden, all of the people in the Justice Department, also immigration at the top, they're complicit in this. This is part of the battle we face. We are in a war. And again, I'm going to say it. Donald Trump gives us the permission to fight the war, execute the war against these evil ones, bring them to justice, but he can't do it himself. You must stay engaged. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting. And we do the typical geopolitics. We also do hidden technology, things about the mind that you may not know. Really interesting stuff that you need to know. Go to thecommonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today.